Hi, and welcome to Sybil's Book Club. I am Sybil Wilkes, and on Black America Web, we are blackamericaweb.com, I should say. And just in advance of Mother's Day, as we're recording this, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to our audience who... I don't know where you've been if you haven't had the pleasure of reading her work in the past, but she is the award-winning author, Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Hello, Rashonda.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you. Big fan. I don't know why we haven't spoken before. I go back to you with My Brother's Keeper.
Wonderful, my very first one.
And we are now talking about, just in advance of Mother's Day, as I said, as we're recording this, you have a new book out, and it is delightful. It's called The Motherhood Diaries.
Yes, that was a joy to write. It was basically, you know, a diary of myself. I have three children who I don't know what I did in a former life to get my three kids. They're adorable, but they keep me on my toes.
Now, are you one of those parents? I don't have children, but I have this all the time, and I hear it all the time from my friends. And actually, my grandmother used to say this to my mother. These are your even change.
Now, absolutely.
So you have two girls and a boy, is that right?
That's right. A 13, 10, and the boy is 5.
Woo! Nice
yes.
Range there, huh?
Tell me about it.
So Rashonda, it went back into your diaries, what we used to call back in the day our diaries, and started reading on the things that you were saying when you were perhaps a 13-year-old girl, right?
Right, and it was hilarious. I said things like, when I have my own children, I'm going to be their friend. I'm not going to be as mean as my mom was. And, it, you know, just reading the stuff, I'm like, did I really write this?
And yes, you did. And so now you decided to put some more of this to work and incorporated your memories of the early days of your children, as well as other mothers who have now contributed to this, and we have The Motherhood Diaries.
That's correct. What I do is I start, the first half of the book is basically my diaries, if you will, and I started off with one of those old entries from when I was a young girl to kind of the present, and just to recap some of the hilarious day-to-day livings. And then the second part of the book is 21 stories from other mothers about their raising of their children, everything from diary of an overprotective mom to diary of a special needs mom. So some are humorous, some are heartbreaking, but the entire book we think will resonate with mothers, sisters, aunts, wives.
Now, you gave part of the description for one of the first stories, Diary of the Overachieving Mom and Who Longs for a Drink.
and that's what was the beauty of these stories, because it helps you see, well, wow, I'm not the only store-bought cupcake mom.
Not by a long shot. You have given moms another avenue in which to talk about it, and you are a social media maven. Is that how you got these stories?
It is. I'm always on Facebook and Twitter, and so I would share these stories there, and I would get thousands of likes and comments. And so my agent actually suggests you should put all of these into a book, because I was putting them out regularly. People were coming to my page just to see what my kids were getting into, including one of my posts went international viral. It's been shared over 500,000 times.
That is awesome. That's
yeah, so
awesome.
We talk about that kind of stuff in the book. And just telling mothers to cut themselves some slack, you know, in terms of raising their children and trying to be that perfect mother.
We're talking to the wonderful author, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, and her latest book, just in time for Mother's Day, as I said. So this is a great book for moms to give to other moms and for kids to share with their moms, but definitely a good book for everybody to take a look at, and especially as we are getting ready for Mother's Day and looking for some ideas for Mom's Day. This is a great addition to that Mom's Day package.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Well, Rashonda, let me ask you this. We know you from your books. And my brother, as I said, I go back to you with My Brother's Keeper. But you are preparing for another one of your books to go to film, right?
I am. I'm so excited about Let the Church Say Amen, which is actually my second book.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Regina King is making her directorial debut with it. Queen Latifah's Flavor Unit company is one of the producers, and we are just really excited. The cast was phenomenal. Steve Harris, Hosea Sanchez, Natari Naughton. It is just going to be awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I snuck my little acting in there as well.
So the movie is already done?
It is done. It is a wrap. We are waiting on an exact release date. BET is actually, it's part of their original programming.
Uh-huh.
And so they don't have a date set yet, but it is expected in the fall.
Well, you know what? You write so vividly and create such wonderful characters. I can only imagine how this will look beautifully on the screen. I'm really looking forward to it. As I said, I'm a big fan, and I do go back a long way. And I fell in love with your family in the Motherhood Diaries. Any chance? I think you made mention of a reality show, but there might be one member of your family not willing to go along with this.
That's my husband. My husband is he's a vice president at Prairie View, and he's quite the quiet in the background type.
Uh-huh.
So we may just have him a picture of him running through the room. He's not a reality person at all. But my whole family is, and we are in some talks with just the whole Motherhood Diaries concept, which I think is a phenomenal idea.
I do, too. I would love to see this in some form or fashion on the screen.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Rashonda, you are an award-winning journalist and writer. Can you give people a little bit on your background?
I am. I actually graduated from the University of Texas at Austin, but then I went to work for the National Enquirer. Yes, I was the paparazzi. But hated that, left their very, very high salary because they pay a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Left that and went to work in television. And so I worked in television for 20 years as a reporter and an anchor and finally left to write full time. And so that's what I do.
And are your kids showing any inclination towards writing?
They are. They hate for mommy to read it because they want me to just read, but I'm circling the spelling errors, and I guess that takes the joy out of it for them.
Yeah, and
my daughters anyway.
You can understand that, can't you?
I can. My daughters say, "Can you just read and not edit?" It's not in my blood.
We are talking to the wonderful author, Rashonda Tate Billingsley. If you haven't made out your list for Mother's Day gifts, I highly recommend it. It's called The Motherhood Diaries. It'll be a great addition to your Mother's Day package for your friends, for your family members, for even for those dads who are getting gifts for Mother's Day, I dare say.
Yes, the men that have read it have loved it. And I do include my husband in there, so there are a lot of things they'd be able to relate to as well.
Yes, you do. It is, and you give from so many different angles from all the moms and parents who are involved in the raising of their children, and it's a fun read. It touches your heart, and it brings back a lot of great memories for those of us who had an opportunity to read the book thus far. So it is out there. It's called The Motherhood Diaries, and the author, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, gives us her take on motherhood, as well as folks who know her from her social media contacts and her Facebook page. And it is delightful. I cannot wait to see the movie when it comes out. Will you let us know?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rashonda Tate Billingsley. And check out the Motherhood Diaries. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, especially to you, Rashonda.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
It's Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes.